USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Memphis, Tennessee police say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging by Memphis University last week. The identity of the body and the cause of death have not been confirmed as we wait for the coroner's findings. A newly downgraded U.S. intelligence report says the Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for its ongoing fight in Ukraine. North Korea's arms export to Russia would be a violation of the U.N. resolution that banned the country from exporting to or importing weapons from other countries. A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral third party known as a special master. They must be in place by September 9th, according to the judge. They will review materials seized by the FBI during its search at President Trump's South Florida home. The order also blocked the Justice Department from continuing to use the materials in its probe for now. So who would the special master be? Harry Lipman on CBS News is a former U.S. attorney.
The kind of person they'll be talking about is probably a retired, respected federal judge.
Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram social media platform has been fined 405 million euros. That works out to be about $403 million by the Irish Data Protection Commission after it failed to protect children. In 2020, the Irish Data Protection Commission kicked off an investigation into Instagram because the platform made accounts of children between the ages of 13 and 17 public by default. Instagram allowed children to set up business accounts on the platform, making their phone numbers and email addresses public. The National Football League season officially starts Thursday when the Los Angeles Rams host the Buffalo Bills. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Technically, when you become 18, you are now an adult. But one state is denying these adults their Second Amendment rights.
Three Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. A federal judge is scheduled to hear the case on October 4th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump 4 years ago warned Germany in a speech at the United Nations against being too reliant on Russia for their energy. Those German leaders at the time said they were insulted and laughed at the mere idea of such a thing. Representative Pat Fallon from Texas on Newsmax says the price for energy in Germany this week is now 10 times higher than it was 4 years ago.
And now look at the situation that the Germans have got themselves in. There, if you look at their price per megawatt in 2020, for the 4 months from April to July, and then look at it just 2 years later, it is 10 times more expensive in Germany right now.
The executive vice president and CFO of Bed Bath & Beyond, who jumped from the 18th floor of a New York City skyscraper on Friday, was the subject of a class action lawsuit that alleged he inflated stock values in a pump and dump scheme. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I know that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.